This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. Well, it's a privilege to have here on BPN Radio today the founder of the Marriage Institute, Bill Shannon, one of my spiritual sons and a longtime friend. And Bill, of course, has been praying with me for a long, long time. So, Bill, welcome to the broadcast today.
Thank you, Dr. Gentry. It's a pleasure to be here.
And I know you're the founder of the Marriage Institute. We're going to talk about marriage today, and we're going to talk about destroying the biggest epidemic in the world, and that is divorce. I know that God hates divorce, but he loves the divorcee. But I know that God has given you an assignment to help destroy the epidemic of divorce. So talk about your journey for just a moment.
Yes, sir. It was Christmas time, 2012. And I love Christmas time and always have. Grew up in Michigan, living in Ohio at the time. And in my 25 years of marriage journey was coming to an end, and it was a very tough situation with the kids and everything, and I had to get out. I just had to go, and just after Christmas I had to go and just take some time and see what God was doing. And I went to visit some friends in Fresno, California. And they were having some battles in their marriage, and I went out there to encourage them and try to help them a little bit. And at the conclusion of it, I flew from Fresno back to Phoenix, Arizona, ready to catch a flight to go back to Columbus. And as I sat there and I boarded the plane, I put my suitcase and my briefcase up in the bin above the seats, and I sit down, and all of a sudden, I can't stay on that plane. There was no way I could stay on that plane. I began to feel so uneasy. And so I got up, and the stewardess said, sir, you're going to have to sit down. We're going to close the door. We're going to leave. And I said, no. I said, I'm not going. So I grabbed my briefcase and my suitcase, and I left the plane. I walked back two gates, and from my iPhone, I'm booking a flight back to Fresno. And I knew it was your schedule that year, and I may get emotional. To start the year ministering in Dinuba, California. And I had to get to Dinuba. I don't know why I had to get there to Dinuba. And I walked in, and I was going to, you know, see you after the service and surprise you. I didn't want to throw you off. And I get there for the first service, and you're ministering on, if I am Satan and I'm coming to America, I'm going to start with the father to destroy the family. The second message you spoke on was the year of the suddenly. The third message was the year of the big. And I may have, you know, there's a huge crowd in the place while you were ministering, but I think if I was the only person there, the Holy Spirit was there going to speak to me. And what happened at that point is the Holy Spirit began to move in me to now go in and establish an institute that will deal with the biggest epidemic that's happening to 52% of Americans the first time, 67% the second time, 73% the third time, and that is divorce. And I researched and I looked what's going on in the jails. I look what's happening, the dysfunction in America. I look at all that's happening to kids and everything that's happening that's destroying us. The root cause is divorce. I've been in the manufacturing business for 30 years, and when we have a problem, you know, with something we're manufacturing, we do a root cause analysis. We want to get to the root of the problem, fix it, so we can move forward. And that is the thing that was just driving in me, is we got to do something to stop this. And so that's how it all began to start. And the journey through the year of the suddenly and the year of the big events and big things happening, begin to happen starting in January 2013.
Okay, I'm talking today with Bill Shannon, who is the founder of the Marriage Institute in Orlando, Florida. And you can go to the website. It's a great website at themarriageinstitute.org. That's themarriageinstitute.org. How are you going to help stamp out divorce? How are you going to attack this divorce? How are you doing? And what are some of the major excuses for divorce? What is happening out there?
Well, what has to happen is the awareness. You know, people just don't know where they're at. Only 7% of all the people that we know that are married live in a thriving marriage. Okay, so what that means, 93% of all those people we know who are married living an average marriage to a crisis marriage. So what we want to do is we bring awareness, education, counseling, and healing for these people. And couples, I'm finding they want to do it, they want it right, but they just don't know how. So we give them a roadmap. If you look at our website, there is an area called the marriage test. And God has given us 46 questions that have five different ways to answer it. And you can take 10 minutes, 15 minutes, an hour, 5 minutes, whatever it takes. And you go to the website and you answer those questions. At the end of it, it gives you a full assessment of where things are at in your marriage. Then from there, we can give you the help that you need, give you the tools to live a thriving marriage. And that's what's been so exciting, is what can we do? Well, how can we, what's the starting point? If we're sick, we're not feeling good, we go to the doctor, and then he starts to assess our situation. And that was the same thing that we wanted to do, beginning stage one, is bring that out to a couple.
Well, I'm looking here back at the statistics you have. 52% of first marriages end in divorce, 67% of second marriages, and 73% of third marriages. And those are amazing statistics, but it's happening. And I know that you have you've declared war on divorce, and someone that's gone through that particular pathway, then I know that you certainly understand it. And so some popular excuses for getting a divorce. First of all, is selfishness.
Yes, sir, it is. Yep, that right there. And then, you know, it used to be everybody would say, you know, money was the biggest problem. And now, no, it's not. It's, you know, one of those things, it's a dysfunctional sexual marriage, which is, you know, root of all the problems. The children, money and financial, trust and being disloyal, infidelity and emotional affairs. Facebook is one of those words I cannot stand. I know there's a lot of good things come out of Facebook, but more affairs and more inappropriate behavior, stepping over the boundaries, are coming from that vehicle, Facebook. You know, there's no need for somebody to contact somebody they knew in high school that they may have dated or wanted to date, and they're 50 years old. It's just, you know, come on, you know, give us a break here. You know, it's one of those things that people don't know where they're at in their marriages. They don't know where their boundaries are. They just are looking for something to bring some satisfaction to them. You know, we get addictions out of it, drugs, pornography, alcoholism, everything you can think of is coming from the root of a dysfunctional marriage.
Wow, I know it's a major problem in our nation. And I like the marriage test that you give here on your website, themarriageinstitute.org. And how many questions do you have here?
It's exactly 46.
46 questions. So people go on there, and they've got the first question, my spouse and I learn from each other. Then you have these five categories: definitely not true, not really true, somewhat true, mostly true, and very true. And then then they fill that out, and then you can actually get some insight about where they're at in their marriage.
Well, what it is, you know, we write an algorithm, you know, to be able to take all it, balance it out, divide it out, and it will give you, you're a 73%, or you're a 79%, you're a 46%, whatever it is. But anything really under a 90, you know, you borderline as an average marriage, and you got to get something to get it propped up and get it moving in the right direction. Because I look at where my kids went to school, a 90 got you a B, and, you know, you had to have a 94 to get an A. So to get into that statistics where 97% or only 7%, you got to get a 93 and above to have a thriving marriage. But it always takes place. You know, it's kind of your flower bed. You know, if you don't weed the flower bed, they will overtake the good stuff. So we constantly have to be, you know, understanding of what marriage is, understanding our wives and our husbands' love languages. We got to constantly be making that the priority to keep things moving and keep things thriving.
Wow. Well, I believe that. And I've got here where the Marriage Institute does premarital counseling, crisis marriage counseling, coaching, training those who take up the same cause. And so, wow. And I'm thankful that you, being a business person involved in the business world for so many years, have elected now to start this ministry and respond to this God assignment. So any closing remarks you might have, Bill, and I want you to pray for marriages, if you will, because that's what we're doing here on BPN Radio. We are praying for marriages, and we are praying against the biggest epidemic in the world, and that's divorce. So I agree with you. I agree with you.
Yes, sir. You know, the thing of it is, when we get our homes right, we're going to get our churches right. The churches aren't dealing with this the way they should. It's the biggest problem that they have in their congregation. But many pastors are dealing with it themselves, and they just don't know how to get to the other side. So bringing the awareness and education is foremost, and then bring the healing. But, oh, when you see a marriage that thrives, when I watch you and Gene, and I just poetry in motion for me, and God has just given me an insight where I can see this stuff. I can see the hurt in children when they live in a divorced family and all the different effects from it. And it grips my heart so much. And it doesn't have to be. Most marriages don't have to be. And for anybody that's out there kidding themselves or saying, yeah, my marriage is okay, well, I thought mine was too. And one day I woke up, and I was in the biggest fight of my life. And so, you know what? You have to take this very serious, because the enemy of our souls is trying to do one thing: destroy our destiny, destroy our children's destiny. And I'm not going to let it happen. And so that's the thing that everybody needs to consider and really take a deep breath and see where they're at.
Well, thank you, Bill. And I want you to pray in just a moment for the marriages, but you can go to the website, and you can get some more information by just filling out your name, your email address, any questions you may have or comments. And one more time, themarriageinstitute.org is the website, themarriageinstitute.org. And Bill Shannon is the founder, is with us today here on BPN Radio. We're going to pray for marriages. Bill, why don't you go ahead and pray? And
yes, sir.
Then we'll move forward. Thank you very much for being on the broadcast today.
It's my pleasure. Father, I thank you for BPN Radio and the chance to share today, Lord. And gosh, this epidemic that is destroying your people, our land. And God, I just ask right now, Holy Spirit, that you would come and send revival to marriages, that they would wake up, and Lord, they would become what you've intended it to be. Lord, the strength of this nation is our families. And God, only you can turn us around. Only you can bring us back to where we're supposed to be. And Lord, I just pray you would use the Marriage Institute and all the other people fighting for this cause, God, to make significant strides moving forward, God, to what would bring glory and honor to your name and to this nation. Oh, God, we've come so far. We have fallen so fast, but only you can turn us around, God. Revive us, I pray. Heal us, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
What a tremendous privilege it is to be able to pray with you here today. And we are praying because the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And, of course, we appreciate Bill Shannon, founder of the Marriage Institute, being on with us.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord, and I will sing of love come down, and as you show your face, we'll see your glory here. Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord,
I will praise you,
and I will sing of love come down. As you show your face, we'll see your glory here. We'll see your glory here. We'll see your
she'll always be.
without a care, an angel unaware, that little boy of mine, 2 feet that run and play, a head that bows to pray, more precious every day, that little boy of mine. No one will ever know just what his coming has meant, because we love him so, he's something heaven has sent. He climbs upon my knee, he's all the world to me. That little boy of mine. Come climb up on my knee, you're all the world to me. To me you'll always be, that little child of mine. To me you'll always be, that little child. Welcome home.
Thank you.
Speak your name, mountains move.
down at the cross where my Savior died. Down where for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where He took me in. Glory to His name. Precious fountain that saves from sin. I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean.
and